little bit less than man, I lasted on a bed of sand, counting shooting stars beneath the foreign sky. Some poor bastards are born to die. My drill instructor said, way back in basic training. Now the swirling Iraqi earth impedes my vision when I'm aiming now. I ain't blaming nobody, yo. I just signed on to pay for school. No scholarships for 2.7 GPAs. The day I received my grades was the same day my battalion was called up for active service. I get sweaty and nervous from the light from firefights, glows, and an incandescent brilliance beside the slowly arching moon. Tell my sister I'm coming home to help her soon. Some afternoons after the car came to perpetual practice maneuvers, the little boy in me dies. I hide the corpse behind a grin and suit up once again to protect the freedoms upon which America was founded. Yeah, somewhere deep in the blood-soaked ground beside the landmines we just planted, Private Wilson just lost it last week in panic and shot two adolescent girls who have failed to identify themselves. To the vacant eyes where his black and kid dwells, I'm frozen lifeless water. It made me think of my infant daughter. I miss her. As I lay here, in the night sky, staring at a picture.
I was 10 when they first invaded. My father then gave me a rifle to defend my God, my country. Raised with pride and veins, though eyes bled with innocence, father and I fled from home to join others of like minds. Some younger than I, some slightly older, with chips the size of boulders. They kept balanced on their shoulders and couldn't shake it. They're the land of the free, home of the cowardly tyrants who forced us to resort to violence to keep our freedom from their imposed freedom. How ironic, their leader wants to rid our weapons of mass destruction with weapons of mass destruction. Then I found out our home was blown to the sky with my mother and sister still inside. And they wonder why we keep hostages. I could give a fuck about Saddam, but they killed my mom, that's all I see. Playbacks of searching for food to eat with my kid sister right next to me. Then I saw a group of the evildoers creeping slowly with weapons drawn. A few of us wanted to surrender, the majority stayed strong. They were 20 feet away, unbeknownst to what was ahead. I jumped out for revenge, but before I could pull the trigger, I stepped on a landmine and lost both my legs. Feeling my mother hold me as my life slips away.